Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Hardcore Listing, the podcast.
Hello, welcome to Hardcore Listing. It's the live hangout time. With me, Chris Glasson, just polishing off a bag of pop chips, barbecue flavour.
Just have a normal bag of crisps, mate.
I haven't introduced you yet.
Your mic's being really weird.
Why? What do you mean?
Every time you shouted, it just sounded like you were shouting underwater, which I'm happy about.
Oh, no. Does it sound okay now, mate? Or
yeah, it's just like sounds like there's some sort of glass and limiter, which I'm all for, that just doesn't let you get too loud.
Oh, well, that's quite good. Yeah. Because I just absolutely screamed down it. But it sound, the rest of my voice sounds fine, does it?
Yeah,
it
yeah.
Sounds, thanks, Noel. I can trust Noel. Yeah. Saying that, obviously my colleague, wonderful colleague Stuart Whiffin, is videoing opposite me, and the comment was from our wonderful listener Noel. So thanks Noel for that shout out. That means that it's a live hangout. We're going to do a top five live hangout with a lot of our listeners
for episode 500, Christopher Glasson.
Hey, fucking hey, 500 episodes, dude.
Well, it's 500 episodes.
Yeah,
and we've probably done about 300 Patreon episodes. So I've spent a lot of time having to listen to you.
And you are,
you could say the same back.
Yeah, you. I mean, you before this podcast went, you hang out with a lot of losers, don't you? And I thought...
yeah, no more than you, mate.
You have included yourself in that.
Yeah.
No one knows me more intimately than you, Stuart, I wouldn't say. I was that to put up with these sort of conversations for 500 chats.
I know. Like, somebody's just commented, how many did you have to bin off? Have we ever binned any off?
Yeah, a couple. Right near the start. Obviously, because my brilliant recall, well, our
as, yeah.
Yeah. Technological skills that we had.
Yeah.
And actually, yeah. That comes to what you were suggesting. One of the ideas you've had is for us to remaster and release some of the original episodes, isn't it? Like the ones with Hollywood actors where we recorded it through through the laptop.
Yeah, might as well just record it on an Apple. but like, we've picked message and said if you thought, because he had, I won't say who he had on, but he's had someone on Distraction Pieces that was one of our early guests. And he said, oh, have you thought of ever like remastering some of the older ones? And then I thought, I don't know if I've, because we've got an episode with the lads from Baddies that then went on to be in Asylums. Yeah. That episode never came out.
That never came out, you're right.
The wild episode with Jordan, Gray and Ben was insane.
Yeah, like, that's really bananas, that. That was peak offensiveness as well, I think. Yeah. Lot, wasn't it?
I reckon that's a good 3 hours worth on there. That was,
yeah.
It's on a really, like, I bought a second-hand Mac years and years ago, and they are actually sitting on there somewhere. So we should see if we can use that little
bring
bit of
back.
AI thing and see if we could...
Yeah, we'll do it. I'll give it. Well, I'll give it a go this week. Bring back Coffee Enema, Sayonumi. Yeah, it'd be interesting to see sort of what happened there. It's all a bit of a it's all a bit of a blur now. But yeah. Ed Skrine, you're right, Laura. Ed's was definitely great episode. Thug Tears, but
yeah,
if anyone could hear it,
handsome man.
Handsome man.
So we should shout out our sponsors. both notable with their absence today. Southern martial arts. If you want to learn to open up a can of whip ass, then go speak to Sai. He can help you do that.
Just straight up, yeah, beating on people. Gives you confidence.
Yeah, and then we've got our other sponsor, which is
Wonderful to See What Podcast.
Absolutely.
Notorious FAT and Big Papa J, yeah.
Yeah.
Show of hands, who's listened to it here, out of interest? Who's popped that on? Look at that. Load of people got stuck in there.
His social media post yesterday made me laugh a hell of a lot. Just posted a picture of himself posing and just said, it was something along the lines of, just thanks. Oh, I can't think what it was. It was something about how good looking he was, and people feel free to use it as inspiration. And they shared a picture for inspiration. Yeah, it's fantastic. Anyway, so we had, I can't think who picked this one.
Top five smashing humans, Carl.
Yeah, it was Carl. Yeah. And thanks everyone for your suggestions. There was quite a lot on there, which is ace. But we're going to go for top five amazing humans. Full transparency. I prepared mine this morning. Christopher William Glasson phoned me at 7:20 going, "How many you got?" Which I then take as he's got none at the moment and he's now panicking.
I am fucking panicking, right? Because when you said that to me, so basically my work contract ends tomorrow, so it's really busy at work. And Stu sent that and I went, yeah, that sounds great. And so then I sat down at 7:00 thinking, I've got half hour. I can think of five really great humans in half hour.
Really sums up our approach to podcasting.
And then I was like to Molly, I'm just panicking. And my girlfriend at that time was just making it worse by suggesting people like Jesus and just not taking it seriously at all while she watched me have a meltdown. But she actually came through. She came through in the end because she knows my brain better than me. So she actually did come through in the end. What, who she meant, who she told me to pick?
No, you can start.
Okay, yeah, all right. Here we go. I'm going to just warm up with... Sir David Attenborough.
Oh, for God's sake.
Molly said that as well. She was annoyed. And, you know, I think she might be ageist. And you shouldn't be ageist.
Right.
Of all people.
I'd like to say, I reckon he's got about 40 years on me at the moment.
He's 98, isn't he?
Is he 98?
Guesswork alert. 96.
He's got 40. Oh, I don't know. But anyway,
anyone who's had that level of... the reason why this is fresh in my mind, right, is we watched an episode of it's like the new, like, Walking with Dinosaurs, right? It's on Apple TV, right? And it's mental. And he's presenting it. And for 98, he looks 70. And I'm not putting him in my top five just because he just looks young. Imagine doing your passion and still doing it at like 96. He's 97. Thank you, Noel. Fucking hell, he's 98 on May 8. He's nearly 98.
Just being old don't make you amazing. Just means you're lucky.
No, he's hard work. Oh, I'm sure he's had his fair share of luck.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I think it's smashing that he has had that he's that engaged in what he loves and in nature and in conservation and getting us to all know a little bit more about the planet.
Chris?
Yes.
He ain't doing it for free, mate. He gets paid to do it. What? Which is even better.
What?
Like, he's the luckiest person, not the most amazing person.
Oh, that old cunt. All right, he's not. That's my number five. But
yeah. At 98, you should not be one of the, like, I don't know, get someone to, like, row you through the Amazon. You should just be at home with your feet up, just smashing a bag of Werther's. Like,
listen, like, there's some people on TV where I was getting sick of seeing them on TV. Right?
You should be doing laps of his garden.
Yeah, I was thinking Major Tom. Yeah, like Bruce Forsyth, when he was on TV towards the end, it was just a little bit like, oh, mate, stop now. But when I see David Attenborough, I'm still well chuffed. I'm really happy. I think he's just a lovely... Imagine if he was your... Do you reckon he's a great-granddad? He could literally be like a granddad three times over now. Couldn't he? What's that? Great-great-granddad. That's amazing. Probably isn't. It's my number five.
Do you reckon he's got a great-great-old come?
What?
Nothing. Right. Okay. What we
got? Five?
Well, do you know what? Right. I'm going to start. I'm going to start. Obviously, and it's fitting that we've just come off of talking about Captain Tom. I'm going to go.
Major Tom, Captain Tom. Sorry. that is criticism.
I'm going to throw cunt in there because I do think he's I do think he's amazing.
Oh, my friends, oh, he's so amazing.
But he's I don't know. You tell me someone else like him, Chris.
No, I can't. I can't tell you many people like Hitler.
Yeah, is that your number four? He had a strong look, mate. He had a strong look.
Yeah, man. He had a decent wardrobe and all that. Good speaker, but yeah. No, cunt, he's a terrific lad. He's a terrific lad. You've gone, obviously, for all your mates then, have you? You made it all sentimental. And had a go at me for fucking Richard or David Attenborough. I can't even remember what one I picked now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That shows it. So much prep's gone into this. Yeah. So, no, they're not all my mates, actually. Mm. But I do think of all the people I know that he's remarkable in what he's done.
Yeah, he is.
And it's quite hard to be your own man, isn't it? And I think like it's easy to get swayed into other things and kind of influenced by people, but he ain't that. And I quite respect that. And yeah, whatever he does always makes me laugh or makes me very interested or inspired. And I think they're all things that make someone quite amazing. So there you go.
I love the fact that I think like there is actually he's still doing and he's still passionate about doing things that he was
mucking
doing
about, like, mucking about,
mucking about,
mucking
about, and making he likes a little protest. I've heard
he does,
you know, there's, you know, I'm probably making this up, but there's probably some walls that he likes to visit every now.
I don't
and
know, but every time we finish the podcast and he puts his rucksack on, it just
makes a little rattle.
There's that little rattle of a spray. Sounds like a spray can in the back of the rucksack. And then normally the next morning, somebody else must have had some spray cans because there's always something quite remarkable. A little statement made, you know, in random places. But yeah, and you know, not this Saturday, the following Saturday, premiere of his film in Leicester Square. I mean,
oh, is it?
Yeah, like.
I haven't got an invite.
No, you'll be at home watching Attenborough, won't you? there's a little Q&A afterwards, and I'm hosting it.
Are you really?
Yeah, going to be chatting to him. So looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. And yeah, I think he's amazing. So there you go. That's my number five. What's your number four, mate?
He's a piece of shit. Henry Cavill.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Right. He's super. He's not amazing.
Here we go. Warhammer.
Gosh. Oh, of course it is. Oh, for fuck's sake.
He's the king of the nerds, mate. He's like a Venn diagram of a Chad and a nerd, and that's just very unique.
Aren't you the king of the nerds, Chris?
I'd love to be, but unfortunately, they've rejected every single one of my applications, I'm afraid. Sorry.
I've got a level with you. All the nerds that were in my year at school didn't look like that.
That's what I mean. Times have moved on. He's breaking the stereotypes. And it'd be so easy for him to like not say, oh, I like painting little plastic men, because obviously it's not cool, is it? Yeah, he's a creep. Is that me, Kirsten, or Henry Cavill?
No, Henry. He is into young girls.
Is he really?
Yeah.
I'll push him up to the second spot then.
Mate, why are all yours got questionable hard drives, Chris?
Do we need to say allegedly? Just going to throw that out there.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. Allegedly. Yeah.
Well, you don't.
Well, okay. All right. Well, I'll look into that. Is there any photos of these young girls anywhere that I can, just to make sure?
Well, I
didn't know that. Oh, that's a shame.
Hey, Chris.
You really have heartbroken me there, Kirsten. If he is a bit of a bad guy. But
well, he did date someone that was like, she was like 19 or 20.
How old was he?
Like, so he would have been in like his 30s.
Yeah, you half your age and then halve it again. Quarter your age, I think, is the rule. Isn't that the rule? Halve your age minus 7.
Minors. Don't start talking about minors, mate. You're going to get yourself in all sorts of trouble.
Yeah, it's half your age divided by 2. I'm sure that. So he's got, yeah. I didn't know that. That's really fucking upset me. So he dated someone 19 when he was in his 30s. Yeah, that is a bit weird.
I mean, DiCaprio does that, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's not in my list. Maybe he should be now. I'm saying that.
Is there any famous like Hollywood like leading actresses that date young fellas?
I don't really follow those.
Too late for you anyway, isn't it, Stu?
who would that be for you, Stu?
He's after the old woman from Titanic.
Doesn't Madonna like a younger man?
Oh, yes. Good shout, Kev. Good shout.
Madonna works her way through him, didn't she?
Mm. Barbara Windsor was married to someone quite young, I think, as well.
She was. She was, yeah. Yeah, I think.
For her?
Yeah.
Good for him.
What? Who else? The director.
If you was married to Barbara Windsor, you'd definitely at some point in the bedroom get her to do that little stretch, wouldn't you, from Carry On Camping, and just have like a little bikini top on, a bit of fishing line.
Let's be honest, but not in the later days.
I don't know. It's bad, isn't it? Like,
no, in the later days, you heard boing, and then you heard ba-bum.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, okay. What the fuck was we talking about? How do we get onto that?
Oh no, we were talking about Henry Cavill just kind of dating younger women.
That's really fucked me off, that is. I'm gonna have to look into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably don't Google that.
Questionable.
Mate.
Why do you need to date my first two have been absolutely poo-pooed.
Mm.
I'm just waiting for Chris's number one to be Diddy.
Do you know what, Laura? Having said that, because I was struggling with my top five. Stu was like, "I'll just do bad people then," and so yeah, I was thinking, yeah, I could really weigh in on that, but I didn't. Yeah, did he do it? Is that the? Isn't that the?
Is that a headline? That is gold.
No, that's. I think 50 Cent might be producing a show called "Did He Do It."
I think it's actually called "Surviving Diddy," isn't it?
Is it really?
Follow on from the Surviving R. Kelly one.
Jesus.
Can we have one called Surviving Diddy Men?
When I was growing up, in Tilbury, there was a big skinhead gang that were obviously like probably in there. They made a few films about them, and they're actually the skinheads that are in Pink Floyd's film The Wall. But there was one, and I remember it was always spray painted on the walls when I was like little.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
And he was a skinhead, but when he shaved his head, he had a small head. And I just remember it, he just had like Diddy Ed, like spray painted on walls everywhere, and Diddy for Rhonda. And there was just this really famous skinhead from India called Diddy Ed, because he had a little head. And I thought, I was like, it's a really cool nickname. And I think people still call him Diddy now, even he must be like in his 70s now. Yeah.
He might be. He'd probably be dead.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he won't be sorely missed. He was a bit of a, well, they're all a little bit right-wing. Right. Is it my number four?
It is, my friend. It is, yeah.
I'm going to go for Stuart Roberts. Haircuts for the homeless.
Yeah.
Because he comes from Randown Manor. And he was very successful at multiple hair salons and featured on Blind Date in the 80s. And then, yeah, just kind of his life spiraled into booze and cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he managed to dry out and get clean and stay there, which is... He was telling me the stats of how many people start the AA and actually remain dry. It's scary.
What? How few people get through it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like this percentage of people is tiny, and stay dry, and he's managed to do that, and then he's just changed his life around and just dedicated all of his time there to setting up hairdressing like pop ups to, and it's now a global.
Is it global now?
Yeah. He's got them in New York and he's all over the place.
What's it called? What's the shop called? Or is it on the street? Do they do it in the streets? Oh, we've lost you. Stu, you're frozen or you're very angry at my question.
Haircuts for homeless.
Oh, haircuts for homeless. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is weird.
Well, can you hear us?
Talking.
Can you hear us?
I can. Yeah. That was quite weird.
Yeah. It was just a bit weird. Them. Yeah. No, you froze for all us.
Right.
Or maybe I just froze for you. Who knows?
Who knows? But yes, yeah, Stuart Roberts, MBE, I believe now.
You know what, though, mate? You've done your fair bit of good things for charity as well.
I'm very brave.
As much as I like to sort of like, you know, poke fun at you and stuff, I mean, you've done some really wicked things over the last few years, mate.
Would you accept an MBE if you got offered one?
I don't know. No, probably.
Services to guesswork. Would you take it?
Nah.
What if they gave you the keys to Margate?
I've already got them, mate. I've already got them. No, I wouldn't. Would you?
No.
There aren't any keys to Margate. It's some kind of weird swipe card.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, I don't know. I don't know.
Have you watched Scoop yet?
No, I haven't, no.
So here's a little callback to... people dating younger people. The director of Scoop is married to that young lad from Kick-Ass. So she got him when he was like quite young as an actor. Samantha Taylor Johnson, something like that.
Isn't Scoop about Andrew being a bit of a nonce?
Hmm.
There you go.
About the interview with Emily Maitlis, isn't it?
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's really good. Have you seen it, Laura? Yeah, it's cracking. Yeah, you watched it the other night.
Oh, you'll be pleased to know, Chris, I watched The Old Oak, which...
No. I don't want to know. It's some fucking... It's Keith, innit?
Who?
I'm not saying anything more.
Keith Lodge.
That's what I was going to say, Ben. I knew I was going to get it wrong and it just came out and I thought, I can't stop it. What's worse is Ben knew the surname of the person I was getting wrong. Oh, mate, what is wrong with me?
Dear, oh dear. Right.
What is wrong with me? Was it any good? Was Old Oak any good? Molly said, oh, that looks good. And I thought,
It's so lovely and so heartbreaking.
Is it heartbreaking? I ain't watching it then.
Like, but you know, yeah, it's worth watching.
And then based on Easton or something.
What's that?
They're definitely based on the. Is it based in the northeast again? Definitely based in the Easton.
County Durham, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's all of these stuff. Bleak kitchen sink set up north. Oh, it ticks all the boxes, mate.
Oh, fucking hell.
Is it as sad as my dog died?
His dog died in it as well. Spoiler alert. His dog died as well. How you been, all right?
Yeah, I'm right. It's loads of space here now and it don't stink of shit all the time. He's on the mantelpiece at the moment.
Imagine if it was still your dog and you hadn't taken him to get cremated. Because it's been a while now.
To get cremated.
Where would what? Well, how's he up there then?
There was an accident in the kitchen. It's cheap as fuck that way. Otherwise, it would cost me about £600.
Was it just a can of that swan stuff? The like it.
I did a genie on him.
Right, Glasson, what you got at number three?
No, I'm going to throw it out there because mine are shit.
Oh, good shout. Good shout.
So I'm going to throw it out there. Who would like to know where Kev T's background is? Why he's blurred it out? Kev, where are you? Why have you got to blur it out? Are you at work? You're mute. You look terrified, Kev.
He's into politics.
Just in my office.
Oh, my new house. Okay. Oh, fair enough. Oh, you're in the new house?
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations, mate.
Absolutely. Does anyone want to throw an amazing person into the mix? Mr. Newby.
I've got one. It might be on the list, possibly Stu's list. Henry Winkler.
Oh, it's not on my list, but yeah. Let's talk about Henry Winkler. He's doing a live tour.
Is he actually an all right guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's one of the good ones.
Go on then, how come, Si? Go on, gives you receipts.
Because he does a huge amount for charity, raises awareness about dyslexia. He always engages with fans. He's brilliant on social media. And from what you see, is every story about him is good.
Fair enough. Is dyslexia a real thing then?
Just laziness.
Yeah. I just thought it meant you didn't bother reading much, but all right, fair enough. All right, cool.
Says the man who reads graphic novels. I
was going to see if I had one within reach then.
That's Razzle, mate.
I'm selling loads of comics. Anyone wants any?
Oh, yeah. What you got there, Ben? What was that?
Just loads of DC, New 52 stuff. Really nerd shit.
Oh, yeah. Hold on. There you go.
The Fonz is best mates with Stallone. I mean, how good's that?
Yeah, that's really cool, isn't it? I heard that the other day. Fonzie's mates with Stallone.
Yeah, I told you. It's on that Stallone doc, but he was like, they've been proper thick as thieves since they were young. And he's just proper cool. Do you know what? There's a scene in, is he in the first Scream film?
I don't know if it's the first one or the second one, but yeah, he's in it.
There's a bit where he hides behind the door, and then when the door opens, I just thought, please do it. I remember seeing the cinema, and I just wanted to go, and he didn't. And I was like, oh, man, that would have been such a wonderful nod to it. But, yeah, good shout. So,
well done, Henry Winkler, mate.
Love the Fonz.
Chat. Anyone? Any more? For any more? Anyone want to throw one out there? Mr. Lovell's got his hand up there. He's, well, his thumb up. Go on, mate. You just. You had to slip in that your dog died.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that already. Robin Williams for me.
Hmm. Oh, it's so good. That's so good.
I tried to think of something horrible about him.
Hell of a singing voice as well.
Yeah, I love him. When you take that, he was brilliant.
I was going to say the same thing about Robin Williams straight away. My childhood growing up.
Easy to say that now, though, Joe, isn't it? Now, so I said
no,
it.
But I didn't know he was going to go in first, did I?
I haven't heard anything horrible about him, really.
Oh, man, he's such a raw talent, that guy.
Or at least nothing horrible that he hasn't talked about himself.
Mm. Yeah,
that's very true. Of
comedy. He didn't hide much.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Do you know what? And he had the kindest face. His face was so kind looking.
Have you seen him when he meets Coco the gorilla?
Oh, love it.
Have you seen
that one? If you watch on YouTube, it is Coco, I think. He meets Coco the gorilla, and it's one of the most... I think my bottom lip was going when I watched it, first of all.
It's Do you know what's even worse? Have you seen the one where they tell Coco the gorilla that he's died?
Yeah, I
and
did.
The gorilla actually starts crying. It's awful.
No.
Oh my God.
Yeah, cheer up. Happy Monday.
Jesus Christ.
Keith Roach will be doing a film on that soon.
Papa Loach.
Oh, man. I'm going to have to watch that now. It sounds...
Really no, you funny. Won't. No, you won't. You have been telling me you were going to be watching things for 500 episodes, and I don't think you've ever watched one.
Yeah, I have. I've watched some of the documentaries.
You ain't been ready to watch Journeyman for, like, no, 7 years.
No, I'm not ready. Still not ready for it.
Did you see Keith Roach?
I think no. I said Keith Loach that time.
Oh, okay.
Ben, I mean, I could have done. I'm not going to try and defend it. If that's what you heard,
I don't know.
Definitely sounded like Roach this time. Okay, the first time, I'm pretty sure you said Loach, but I'm positive it was Roach.
It blew up. Could have been. Absolutely.
Like Papa Roach.
Yeah.
Or Pat Roach.
Hey. Right. Who else? Brett, you had your hand up. What are you going to go for, Brett. Mate?
Kind of following on from Chris, really. Chris Packham.
Amazing.
I've read his book, his autobiography, and dust in my eyes through most of it. He had pretty grim life, but he's so passionate and he believes everything he does and his heart's in the right place. And you just see him and you go, yeah, man, you're one of the good ones.
Yeah. Stu don't like him. Stu don't like you, Brett. Nah, look at his face.
Oh, what's he done to upset you?
He likes birds. You said Chris Packham, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The nature dude I just don't like him. Like, I saw...
Brett.
I saw a thing about him and, like, done a little documentary about the influence of punk on him. And I just thought he'd come across like a bit of a prick.
He's got all kinds of issues. He's had quite a hard life. It's something punk kind of focused him from being very troubled lad.
And also, I just think for every like wildlife show he's on, it means Dr. Alice Roberts isn't on it, and I'd much rather watch her.
He gets to hang out with Kayla Strachan all day. I mean,
he did do that. Now, maybe that's the root of it. That's why I was jealous.
Jealousy.
Say that he does a lot for autism as well because he's autistic himself. And his documentary on what it feels like to be autistic is so good. It's such a good way of explaining what it does feel like. It is really, really good.
Amazing. Thanks, Ness. You see,
Stu.
Anyone else want to chime in with something? Maybe it's a bit of shit.
He's a Southampton boy, and you often see him around here, you know, down in the pubs and that. I tell you what, get a couple of Stellas in him. He's head blocking ferrets and all sorts. He changes after a beer.
I'm going to back Stu up here. I thought he was a bit of a tit when I first. But then I did. I've obviously seen a lot of things afterwards, and I think once you know, you can kind of see it in them. It's yeah, I think he's all right now though.
Anybody want to just tell me that Andy Peters is a really nice bloke and they've met him?
Nah, he's a bella.
No,
I told my Peters story a few times, so I won't.
Oh, fucking Lulu's back out touring, isn't she? She's on the box again there, doing her last ever tour. Fucking wearing it all over the place. Fucking do one.
Shout!
Oh, it is her last ever fucking tour, though.
It is, yeah, it is. Good riddance.
The staff said that, though, didn't they?
Right, okay.
In the last night.
What else have we got?
Right, is it me now? It's me.
Okay, what are you going to go for?
Owen Jones. So he's the British newspaper and columnist. He's been doing a lot of cover of the... who was it? So I was like, don't make it all political, this podcast, but I think he's been doing really good coverage of what's been happening in with Israel-Palestine. And I think he's put a lot of his career on the line with some of the things that he said with regards to his journalism. And I've always found him to be a very sort of like, I've got friends who think he's a bit whiny. But I don't think that. I think he comes across pretty informative, pretty well read. And I've just been following him a lot recently. And I think it's a little bit like the Attenborough thing where, you know, he passionately believes in what he's doing. And he goes after it, and I've just seen him do some really good interviews recently about the conflict, and he's put out a lot of good analysis about it. And I just think that goes to the same for any like, I don't know if there's many decent smelly Ellie Freeman's here. I don't watch many journalists these days, and don't think that they're desperate to sort of like have a to push their own agenda with it. So yeah, it's been a really good way for me to sort of like, assess the conflict and Molly do it without getting too emotive. So yeah, he's my guy. I've just been watching a lot of him recently, and I think anyone who's really passionately trying to follow or talk about it, but in a balanced way, I think that's really good. So yeah, I.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Put Owen Jones. But from some people's looks, they fucking hate him. So, yeah. Show of hands, who hates Owen Jones? Or dislikes? 1, 2. Yeah, Cy Newby's not a fan. Jess doesn't like it. Smelly Ellie Freeman doesn't. Who doesn't? Why don't you like him? Can someone tell me?
He spoiled that Starsky and Hutch remake. I just thought it was pretty shit. That's why I didn't chime in, because for about the first couple of minutes, I thought that's who it was. What's his name?
Owen Wilson?
Is
it Owen Wilson?
Oh, yeah, that's him.
That's
him. No, that is him.
So who doesn't like him? Someone say why they don't, and then I can look into it. Does he date really young girls as well? Is this going to be the theme?
I think Owen Wilson just had addiction issues.
Oh, so that's why you don't like him, because he's got addiction. We're all a bunch of class acts here. Stu doesn't like autistic people, and Laura doesn't like people with fucking addiction issues.
I've got no issues with... No, I don't mind people with addiction issues. It's fine. Oh,
okay. Laura, we should hang out and just go and like randomly attack. Okay, like, if we can find an autistic person that's addicted to smack, we can really go to town, can we?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It just seems like a whiny prick. You see, Cyanubi, that's what another mate says. But I don't think, is it just his tone and his enunciation? Is that what you just get?
Yeah, it's his enunciation that I don't like.
I find him quite condescending.
Is he the one that looks about 14?
Yeah. Cheers, Ben.
Can we go to our political editor, Kevin? Thoughts on him?
I don't actually see him on telly that much, but he's very left wing, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah, I'm down with that. So I think Cy Newby is just a fucking massive Tory. I think that might be.
Right.
I'm only 5'8", mate.
that sounds about right. Yeah, he's quite left. Yeah, he's quite left wing, isn't he? Obvious, but
he must be a 39-year-old without any pubic hair. He looks about 4. He's 39.
He's definitely a virgin.
He really looks like one.
His fingers have rarely smelt like scampi fries, have they? Let's be honest.
Never.
He's not even cool enough for Warhammer.
I'm pretty sure he's gay, isn't he? I thought he was.
You can't hate him because he's gay.
No, I don't hate him.
What is going on today? I'm the offensive one.
Jesus,
I come out my way to say the offensive shit.
2024.
Yeah, that's too far.
That is too far, Kirsten. I think he's had addiction issues.
This is our 500th episode. You can't go there.
Oh, isn't he gay?
Is this going to be one of those ones that you can't release?
It is now. It wasn't going to be.
Yeah, if we could kick this one off, that would be good.
Cameras are off. Here we go.
For the record, I'm with you, Chris. I like him. I think he's good. I've seen him talk a lot about social housing and things like that. And no, I really like him.
Thanks, Kirsten.
Positive discrimination, eh, Kirsten?
Sorry about that, everyone. I didn't expect that from her.
I didn't expect any half of these comments, to be honest with you.
A bit too much. Right.
What you got there, Stewie?
Well, I'm going to throw it back out after this one. I'm not going to do 5 because I'm going to go for this one.
Ah, that means you haven't even got 5 and you're having a go at me for not preparing.
I've actually got 7.
The truth with that is out. You just showed us a white screen.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was, yeah. Go on.
Right, my number one, and it's very fitting that it's today, and it's a woman called Anne Williams, who is...
Well, it does Weakest Link.
That's it. And she's her son Kevin died at Hillsborough, and he was 15, and obviously it's the anniversary today of Hillsborough as well. And when the verdict come through from the Tories, it was accidental death. She campaigned tirelessly for 21 years to get that. The accidental death quashed. Because they said that all the victims by 3:15 were dead. And through pushing and then getting a police officer to come and speak to her, they found out that the police officer that was on the pitch with her son, he was still alive at 4 o'clock. And his last words was "Mum," and so she found that out and continued to campaign. And she did get the accidental death overturned, but still no one has been found guilty of that. It's heartbreaking. And I just think that sort of level of tenacity is, driven by and not just so. There's been obviously so many people that have pushed for justice for the 97. I just think it's heartbreaking that, what is it now? How many years since then? Ridiculous amounts that people are still not got any kind of, no one's been found guilty of what happened there. And I think it's really sad.
Yeah.
And I just think, She died. She passed away due to cancer. And uh, And yeah, I just think just a remarkable force of nature to 35 years. Yeah. And like, yeah, so Anne Williams is my number one. I think she's amazing. And it should be, she should be remembered today. Sorry, I've just put the silence.
I've just read silence.
But yeah, on the 15th, like, it should be remembered. And there should be justice for all them poor people that just went to a game of football and didn't come home. Yep. There you go.
Good,
sorry, guys.
Good number one, mate.
That is my number one. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because my number one.
It's not funny, man. It's really not funny.
I was just trying to cook up something rude to say, and I thought one of these lot will top me anyway today. Does anyone want to say anything on Anne Williams? Anyone got any other insights or commentary on Anne Williams? Is she bringing the fucking mood down?
Yeah. Well, I just thought it's the 15th today.
It's all like Keith Roach. That's what it is. Makes him a bitter man.
What have you got left, Chris?
Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
Actually, that was my number two.
Is that your number two? Right.
That was my number two, but my number one was Katie Piper.
I really thought you were going to say Price then. I really thought you were going to say Price.
Hello, you cunts. No, but I mean, Katie Piper. So, obviously, I've had a friend work for the Katie Piper Foundation. I've met Katie a few times. I've done a few little bits and pieces for them. And I can't imagine... we are really bringing the tone down of our number ones for the 500th episode here, mate. But I just never met anyone probably more impressive, I think, than Katie Piper. She's still more impressive than you, Stu, I'm afraid. It's hard.
Is it?
It is hard. When I'm talking about Katie.
It is a tough wank.
That is unbelievable, Si, that you said that. That is the most offensive.
What, is it unbelievable that I said it or unbelievable you weren't thinking it?
The thing is, right, I didn't know who you were talking about.
Exactly.
Imaged her at the moment he said that.
That's why, obviously,
the record, I meant the story.
We'll just have to leave it at that side, won't we? Just when we thought homophobia was going to be the worst thing our listeners said today. Just when we thought homophobia, Si Newby doubled down and just goes, we all know what you meant. I just think, honestly, her circumstances of that insane ex-partner of hers to the abuse that she went through prior to, and I don't want to be too triggering for people, but the abuse she went through prior to the acid attack is absolutely fucking horrendous. And is basically, the stuff is basically the most heinous things, I think, really, a lot of men, crimes that can be committed. And then double down an acid attacker and to lose sight and to have been a model and for all of us, obviously, that's as bad as it gets. It doesn't matter that she was a model in that sense, but... that was also her profession as well. To have that all sort of like taken away and to be able to, funnily enough, I met her when she started going in public again. I actually met her in a pub, in a bar in London, and she was friends of friends. And then to see, to see where she's come from, like being able to just sort of like get back to a place of normality, and then actually to, like with Anne, Stu, and many of the people that other people put forward today, to not only sort of like be able to reclaim her life, but to become a bastion for other burns victims and create a foundation and to really just devote their lives to it is fucking awe inspiring. And it's kind of as soon as you said this, I know that I said I struggled with my top five. I did for most of it, but Kate, I always knew Kate, like Kate straight away. I was like, there's no one who really impresses me more than Katie Piper. So yeah, that's my number one. There we go. But still, Si Newby, that is fucking unbelievably offensive. We can't. I don't even know if we can release 500.
What's amazing is, whilst that was all going on and people would just looked absolutely distraught. Meanwhile, Katie just literally sniggered whilst carrying on doing her cross stitch.
What's your cross stitch of, Katie? What you got?
We're a match made in heaven. It's a daily journal cross stitch. So hang on, it's stuck. So I'm doing a different cross stitch every day. Just of little things that happen every day.
That's cool.
2024.
Yes.
And that happened every day. You got McDonald's, that probably happens every day. NHS. Is that a syringe above the NHS? Is that because you're jacking up every day or?
Yeah, I'm a heroin addict.
It was.
Yeah.
Toilet. You got a carsy on there.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. So yeah.
Between me and you lot, how many poos has my girlfriend had today?
There's going to be a documentary one day about Katie.
Brett, Simon's, you got it right.
Found in pieces in the channel. And slowly the rest of us.
And just Stu doing a talking head. She's my favourite. She was the nice one.
There we go. That's why I kicked her pint over.
Yeah.
I knew she was an old bitch.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, should we have any more honourable mentions from the gang? Who else has got one to say? Carl, you got your hand up there. Sorry if I've missed anyone. Carl?
I've got two.
Okay, so just do one then.
No, the first one is Marconi. Because
he
invented radio.
Mm-hmm. I thought you said Mark Owen.
No, Marconi.
The brother of Owen Wilson.
Because he invented radio, and I'm sure most of us on here who love our music and that, what was the first thing you heard? Usually your parent or someone in the kitchen or in a car or something, a radio. And that's sort of where it all starts, you know.
Do you know where the birthplace of radio is, Cole?
Good, you're going to tell me Essex or something.
I am.
Like that.
Chelmsford in Essex, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
There you go. But Marconi, yeah. So for that one. But the other one, and I think you'll all appreciate this, I did a bit of research today. So George Crumb. So none of you know who that is, but he was born George Speck in 1824. He was the son of an African-American father and a Native American mother. He was a cook at a restaurant in Saratoga Springs, New York. And he cooked a customer some fried potatoes. The customer sent them back because they were too thick. So he sliced them thinner and they went out again and the customer sent them back because they were too thick still. So he sliced them as thin as he could. So when they were cooked in a fryer, you couldn't get a fork in them, but a customer really appreciated it. And that was the invention of the potato chip or crisp.
Good lad.
Wow.
Yeah. Good lad.
So there you go, Carl. The inventor of crisps.
Yeah, I think you just stole it. You've just stole the show there, mate.
Yeah, well done, mate.
Glorious choice. Glorious choice. Jevin, you had your hand up. Good luck following that, son.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck.
I don't really know where to go from that. But I was going to say Keith Flint. It's more from hearsay. You always hear sort of like nice people in the industry and stuff like that. But I remember after he died, there was that really nice message from, of all people, James Blunt on Twitter. I don't even remember it. And obviously, whatever you think of James Blunt and his music, but I think he said something along the lines of he was at an awards ceremony. And in the run-up to it, Noel Gallagher said that if James Blunt keeps making music, he's going to leave the country. Paul Weller had said, they'd called him a dick or whatever, and he shouldn't be making music. And Keith Flint walked up to him at the Brit Awards or whatever and said, shook him by the hand, gave him a hug, and said, keep doing what you're doing, mate. Like, don't listen to them. You know, just yeah.
Nice.
Do what you got to do. Cool. Just a nice bloke, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people probably look at Keith Flint and probably think, oh, he's a bit of a nutcase and a bit of a lunatic. But yeah, by all accounts, he's a bloody nice bloke. So
yeah, we breed him well in Essex, mate.
Yeah.
James Blunt's funny as fuck, man. He's like, I mean, his music, he's really bad. But yeah, he's funny as fuck, man. He's good value. And yeah, I'm not a fan of Noel Gallagher like dissing people.
He only does it when he's on album mode.
And that's it. And what he does now is he it's really weird because he used to slag off like Phil Collins and all of like your dad rock stuff. And now he is that.
Yeah.
And now he's still sort of just slagging people off. And I just think, oh mate, just bore off. And like, and I can't forgive him for that. What was it? Has-beens shouldn't be giving awards to something. And when he went and received the Brit Award from Michael Hutchins,
shouldn't be giving awards to Gunnabies.
Yeah,
he said years ago. Yeah,
and like I just thought, you fucking douche, man. Mm. He's always been a dick though,
hasn't he? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I just think like he said some funny shit over the years, but like yeah, I just don't like it when he just digs people off, gets some column inches to flog his records, man.
His best friends were Morrissey, though, wasn't he? So
yeah.
No comment. and Russell Brand, so says a lot.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I've just noticed a comment by Mr. Newby. Keith also ran a successful bike racing team and was proper into it. Is that why he's always wearing the motorcycle jackets and stuff like that then, Si, was it?
Very often, yes. But after the music, well, not after the music, but he was into biking, but he then ran successful superbike teams, British Superbike Championship, and also TT teams as well.
Looking sick, man. Did not
know that. And he wasn't just phoning it in as a, you know, a well-off bloke. He was into it.
Yeah, what a dude, man. What a dude.
Lovely.
All right. Well, there you go.
That was it. Probably our most accidentally offensive episode ever. And we apologise if we do release this on Acast.
I do think we've kind of encapsulated everything for episode 500. There's some poignant bits in there. And some really offensive shit on there as well.
Yeah. I'm going to watch this back. That's going to be a tough wank.
Right. Okay. You can press stop now if you want, Chris.
Don't go anywhere.
It's a drunken soiree in the within.
Chris and Stu present Our Core Listing, the podcast.